So before we continue to the ceremony of handing out the certificates, are you ready to be blessed again? That one was just part one. That was just part one blessing. So let us welcome Pastor Lalu as he comes to give us the word.
Amen. Hallelujah. You can have your seat. Good afternoon, everyone. Wow, it's good to see everyone again. Yeah, thank you for responding. I was hoping that you guys would respond. I don't know if, you know, everybody that started from day one made it to the last day, but you know, the end of a thing is always better than the beginning, right? Yeah. Some of you should have, I think some of you are actually wearing your Christmas. The Christmas I see coming, you have worn the dress. So that's good. Don't always, because Jesus could come before the next Christmas. So you don't want to be feeling bad that you didn't wear the clothes. So, you know, at every point in time when you need to give it your best, whether it's your best dress, it's your best effort, you know, don't always postpone excellence. You know, don't say, I will be excellent tomorrow. Let me use small. You might not have the opportunity to do that thing again. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So I don't have a lot to say. Not as far, I don't have something to say. That's not what I'm saying. But I think if you've never gone for a retreat before, you've actually gone for a 20-day retreat. Go and write it in your diary. You know, good to see you, Vivian. Did they teleport you from Exu? Where are the Exu people? It's okay, me too. Yeah. Blessing is not here, Abby. Is she here? Oh, okay. But it's good to see you guys. And so, you can write it down in your journal, your diary, because for you to go through this program, it means you are serious with life, honestly. Some of us didn't have this privilege that you guys have today. Some of you have learned how to barb hair. Some of you have learned how to cook intercontinental dishes. You know, at times when I see the pictures on Chef Mercury, his LinkedIn page, you know, some of you, your food is on LinkedIn, the food you people have cooked. And I'm always amazed that, you know, I know it's some of you that were in that classes that contributed to what everybody is seeing in the global space, right? You know, some of you were in the baking classes, right? Did they teach you how to make burritos? No, don't worry. Our apostolic baker, she will, don't worry, maybe add-on master classes. You come and learn how to make Mexican burritos. It sounds nice, Abby. Actually, I just watched a YouTube video yesterday. That's what is making me say this one. It's not like I know what it looks like. Yeah. You know, some of you learned music production, right? I thought you guys would be screaming as I'm mentioning the different... Wait. Did Favour learn music production? Even from her voice, you would know she was not there. Some of you learned, I think, script writing, Abby, or movie production. Yeah. Some of you did advanced courses in web development, right? And some of you, you joined the advanced class, but they now found out that you are not advanced. They now moved you to beginner's class. You know, one thing I want to tell you guys is, if you're trying to describe what revival is, this is what revival is. Like, if you want to give, like, EG. So whenever they ask you, have you seen a revival before? Say yes. They say, which one? I say, Summer Academy. Do you hear what I said now? If anybody asks you, you know, in your lifetime, have you ever seen, you know, some revivals have happened in the past. How many of you knew about the Scripture Union revival? Like what they say, SU. Yeah, it was a revival. You know, there was also the revival of the one Apostle Ayo Babalola did. How many of you know Apostle Ayo Babalola? Yeah, there was a revival. You know, you people have even advanced. I didn't want to even mention, you know, foreign revivals. So there's the Azusa revival. You know, there are many, many revivals. Now, an example of a revival, amen, is Summer Academy. And are you not grateful to God that you are part of that revival? Can you give a clap offering to the Lord? Say, God, we give you praise. I'm not sure if the people at that corner are grateful to God. Amen. Are the people over there grateful to God? They are not grateful. They are not grateful. Are you grateful to God? Can you say, God, we give you praise? So God is doing great things with us. So if anybody asks you again, have you seen a revival? Or have you been a part of a revival? Or have you heard of a revival? Say yes. And when they say EG, you know, before you mention Azusa, you were not in Azusa, so you can't really know what you are saying. Even some of you, your parents were not in Scripture Union revival. You were not born then. You know? And so you are part of a big thing that God is invested in, right? So don't let this be lost on you. Please. Don't let this be lost on you. I'll say one more thing and I'll share a story and I'll drop the mic because you've heard words. You know, I even saw I think it was 20 days and how many hours? I think there's 20 days and how many hours? I think in the message you sent, you wrote the time. Yeah. I mean, you guys have had a lot of experiences here. Some of you, when they started this Summer Academy, you were a bad boy. I mean, bad boy. Bad boy. You're a bad boy. Some of you were on the path to go and register in Ozu Kingdom. And some of you don't know what that is. Me too, I just learned it recently that's what they call it. Yeah, you know, where they camp Yahoo boys in view. And somebody would invest in them. And it would, yeah. But, you know, you branching this path, listen to me. You branching this path, you've avoided what I would call, you know, devil taking out your life at a very young age. That's what you've avoided for some of you. And so, please don't let this experience be lost on you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't forget this experience. If you know how to write very well, you know, I watched a clip, you rapping. I couldn't get all the, I don't even know where I saw. I think it was on Joshua's status. You were in the production class. Yeah. You were giving kudos to your producers, right? Are you close to Tunde? Kunle? You're close to him. Are you guys friends? Okay. Do you like what he does? Okay. Is there? Is he even around? He's at home. So he should be here. Yeah. So the second thing I will say to us, and I'll share a story and I'll be out of your faces. Ensure you sow back. Now, the only way you can, and when I say sow back, I don't necessarily mean sow back into some academy. That's not what I'm saying. People have poured into you. Sow back into people. You can get three people. Teach them what they've taught you. Now, the true test of your knowledge is when you teach another person. See, that meat pie that you thought you can bake, if you don't teach someone else, you may not really know whether you can really bake it or not. So teach, maybe teach them at home. Just tell them at home that you want to make the snack for the house and you want to teach one or two persons in the house. For some of you that have learned web development or how to act or production or music production or movie production, you know, get one more person and teach the person. So sew back, that's what I mean. Some of you will be brought back as facilitators here. Don't worry. Some of you, you know, by your track record, we'll see you, you know, how well you're doing. So when we send our invitation, please don't ignore us. Yeah, yeah. Some of you too, we'll have to be writing letter to see you. No, don't laugh. Eh? That's also how, okay, well, if you say amen, it's not necessarily a prayer. You know, like I said, some of you, or most of you, your first 1 million, you will get it at a younger age than we got our own first million. It's not payment, let me tell you, it's not payment. First, inflation can make it possible. Yes, inflation, meaning what could have been 10,000 naira would be like maybe 100K or would be a million. So, and for example, for me now, I had my first million at a younger age than my father. Now, it's not necessarily that maybe I had it at a wealthiest state. It's just Nigeria just happened to naira. Do you understand? But I think I'm more interested in you knowing that you would be really, really great. The things that have been impacted into your lives, they are not ordinary. Now, for two reasons, or maybe three. One, this is not what your mates are looking for now. That's the reason why it's special. And God likes when things are special. Two, it was done by people who are spiritual. Now, if I have two teachers to pick from, and they say one, both of them, they can teach math, and they say one, the Holy Spirit lives in him, and the other one, they say, he does not even know who Jesus is. I would rather pick the teacher that has the Holy Spirit that will teach me math, because I know that he will not just teach it because he knows it. He would also teach it because he has the grace for it. So you were taught by people who are not, they are not just, they are brilliant. That's why they even have grace. It's not that they are olodo and it's only grace. Before you know it, you just see too much salt. Or you just see that the movie is not looking like a movie. No, you saw that these were professional. You know, I saw when the movie guys were, it looked as though we were in a scene. Like this normal Hollywood scene. Everybody's carrying camera. And I was even so afraid. One camera was idle. I thought, you know, it was an orphaned camera. I said, please carry this thing before somebody else carry it. But they said, no, that's the set. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they are great. They are like even the best. You know, like they are the best, you know. If you want to look at, oh, who is the best person that can do this thing around here? They're actually the best. You were taught by the best baker. You were taught by the best chef. I'm serious. So you're not taught by people who just, they just know book or know the profession, but they are also graced. So that's the second reason why you are going to turn out to be great. Now, the third reason you will turn out to be great is the venue where this thing is happening. Now, this ground is a holy ground. It's a ground that God dwells in. So which other center, you know when we do jam lesson here, the thing will not fly ahead. Yeah, the venue too matters. Yeah, if you go and learn it in an Abalist shrine, is Eshulaolu that will impart you. So because you also did it here, God imparted you. So those are three reasons why you are turning out to be great. Some of you would easily know what to do because of this experience. Some of us didn't have that privilege. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So I think the story I wanted to share was some years back, you know, when I was trying to figure out what I would do in my life. And I think I was on the street of University of Lagos. I'll probably say maybe those were one of the few times I was almost close to shedding tears. Now, see, people that are confused in life, You can't understand. When you have clarity and you know what to do, you don't appreciate what you have. Now, when people don't know what to do, it's worse than most problems in life. Like, you don't know what to do. It's like when your body is not functioning. You know, when they say a person's life is not functioning, it's as though when you eat, the food comes out from your nose. Or you drink water, it can't stay in your stomach. Like, when they say something is malfunctioning, when a body is malfunctioning, it's the same as when a life is malfunctioning. It means even if the person picks a job now, the person can wake up tomorrow and feel like, what am I doing here? So when you know what to do, is a great deliverance. So I was on the streets of Unilag, and my trouble was that I didn't know what to do. Are you still with me? I didn't know. I was studying computer engineering, but I just knew that what they were learning, I wasn't sure that's what I wanted to. We're learning some very strange programming languages that don't exist. QBasic, you know? How many of you have heard of QBasic before? I will be afraid of you because it's a wicked person that told you what that is. Because there's no use. Have you used it for anything? There's no use for it. I remember the man that taught us. He taught us as though that was our future. Yeah, you know, when somebody is teaching you something that has expired as your future, you should run away. Yes, you should run away. And so I was so afraid, and I wasn't sure of what I was going to turn out to be. I also wasn't like some of the guys that were already entrepreneur. You know, they were already doing stuff, businesses, you know. And so I prayed a prayer that God should direct me. And afterwards, you know, a lot of things started changing. You know, I started learning some of the things I wasn't learning very well before. And that's where I have turned out to be. So that you know what to do is not ordinary. It's what we call you are wise. You are better than your counterparts. You know, when your colleagues are, or your friends, they are moving this way. You know, like Pastor Kenneth said, your friends are not that great. The people who are great are your teachers. And that's why they are your teachers. And so please ensure that you sow back. Sow back into people. Sow into, you know, some of you are not members of this church, which I pretty much know. So wherever you came from, go back there and be the light. Do you understand what I'm saying? And for those of you that are here, you know we wouldn't give you a comfort zone not to be a light. Like, we'll prepare you and pressure you until your light would lighten everywhere. So please, sow back into people. You know, a practical use of that is you get to learn what you've learned better. At times, you even learn the parts you didn't really get. So that's what being wise looks like. Thank you so much. God be with you all.